Agricultural interests in favor of trade promotion authority are cautiously optimistic that the Senate will have enough votes to move it forward this week. National Council of Farmer Cooperatives President and former Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Chuck Connor says there is no question it will be difficult getting Congress to pass TPA.
You know, we had a strong approval in both the Senate Finance and the Ways and Means Committees. I think we'll get strong approval coming out of the Senate. Then we'll have to go to the House of Representatives and get approval in the full House. And that has always been where the problem has, you know, occurs in trade promotion authority debates. And that dates back, you know, clear to the Ronald Reagan years. The House vote, you know, on TPA is going to be a one or two margin vote. And that's, you know, always been the case. This one will be no different, in my opinion. And it always has a strange relationship during Democratic presidencies where they're relying upon Republicans to deliver some cases as much as 90% of the votes, you know, for that kind of thing. And that's, again, going to be the case with this TPA debate in the House. And it's going to be very, very close.
Dave Warner with the National Pork Producers Council is optimistic about getting TPA passed because it's so important to moving negotiations forward on pending trade agreements.
It'll be tough, but I think that the TPA will pass. It might be pretty close, but I think in the end that most lawmakers will look at free trade agreements, which are the best way for us to grow our economy, grow U.S. jobs. I know that they're critics of trade, and overall we have a huge trade deficit. But if you look at the 20 countries we have free trade agreements with versus the other 176 countries of the world that we trade with, there's no comparison. Free trade agreements are what get us to export more to those other countries. Our trade deficit is next to nothing with the countries we have free trade agreements with, and it's $750 billion with the countries we don't have free trade agreements with. So obviously, free trade agreements work for getting more of our product to other countries. And we need to do that to grow our economy and create U.S. jobs.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.